Hey, this is Stefan with the Coastal Noise Podcast, and I'm going to do a quick little mini podcast here to test some stuff with my equipment, and because I want to make the announcements of some upcoming stuff that's coming along that's really exciting that we're going to be doing with the Coastal Noise Podcast and other things, but I'm particularly excited about some guests that we're going to have come on soon, and one of them is the guys responsible for the new Crest Live venue that's coming to the downtown Biloxi area. This is going to be a multi-music slash performance slash art venue. It's going to be huge, incredible sound system, and charity work organized in with it. And the guys responsible, Chase Taylor and Nick Quave, have agreed to do a sit-down with us. I talked to Chase on the phone at length the other day, and we just talked all about music and art, and I'm very excited to sit down in person with these guys, because I'm already convinced that in terms of guys who are passionate and motivated to really bring something incredible to the coast, you know, you couldn't have two better guys. And anyway, they're going to be doing the podcast with us most likely on Tuesday at Mizo's. So we're still working that out, still tweaking the last details and all that kind of stuff. But we're hoping it comes together very soon, and we'll let you know. We'll put updates up and keep you posted on that. Also, I'm very excited to say that Mississippi Shakedown has agreed to do a podcast with us as well. And that recording, we're still also still in the works on finalizing the date and time, but we have talked, and we think that we're going to do it on not this Saturday, but next Saturday. They're going to be doing a show at Mizo's, and they're going to be with Roscoe Bandana, and we'll probably do the show sometime there, probably beforehand. So come out if you want to see, you know, not just two performers. They're a two-piece kind of blues folk, not so much folk, rockabilly is the term, and they're just incredible. I mean, in terms of just pure raw energy, zero gimmicks, these are the guys you want to see. And the fact that Roscoe Bandana is going to be with them just sweetens the pot. You're talking about a full group of incredible musicians right there. So come out and check it out, and then we'll have the podcast for you hopefully the very next day. So in terms of dates and times, just keep up with us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find me, Stefan Lawson, on either of those, and also there's a Coastal Noise Twitter, and all that good stuff. So just keep up on it, and we'll let you know as soon as things come about. Also today, I secured a slot to play a local festival that's going to go down in May, and I'm going to play probably like an hour slot or something like that. It is a charity event for little leaguers, getting them equipment. All the money is going to be donated to help them so that they can be safe and have fun. And I'm still working out the date on if, because it's a two-day festival, so I'm not sure. I think I'm going to be on like a Saturday or something, but it could be Sunday. I'm talking to the events coordinator. We're finalizing some stuff. I'll know in a, you know, a couple days or weeks, something like that. And then I'll tell you what the festival is. So keep up with that, and I'll let you know what's going on. I'll post the date and time to the music and dates page of Coastal Noise. Last, in regards to all of this stuff, I am putting in the first orders for the Coastal Noise t-shirts that I've been wanting to do for a couple months now, and I just decided this week, hey, you know what, I think it's about time. I had a company picked out, and I talked to the guy who's, you know, responsible for all of it a couple months ago, just laid down the groundwork and all this kind of stuff, and just recently decided that I think I'm ready to go ahead and jump into it. So just going to order the absolute bare minimum of shirts, and after like a day or two of just telling, you know, main people that have been on the podcast, like Daniel and some close family and friends, my bare minimum quantity was filled up pretty quickly, and I've almost hit the max out. So since there was a little bit more interest than I had expected, I just thought I'd announced that. And if anybody out there is interested in getting one in this first order, the very first original order, you can find me on Facebook or Twitter and just send me a private message, and we'll work it out. I'll figure out a way to get it to you. And, you know, I just need your size, and they're 10 bucks. I mean, they're the bare minimum. They're basically the amount that it cost me to produce them and get them out the door. So pretty excited about that. In other notes, we did our Mizo's comedy open mic this past Monday, and we're stoked to see an entire crew of folks come down from Birmingham, Alabama, which is 5 hours away from our coastal community here. And two of them out of that crew performed stand-up, and they killed. They did fantastic. Turned the room around, in fact, I'd say. You know, it was so much fun just hanging out with these guys and listening to them talk about stand-up. And one of the guys we talked with for a long time, his name was Benny Mack, and he's been in the industry since the 90s. And as a promoter and a coordinator, and, you know, he just recently started kind of getting into stand-up more so than the business end of it. So it was really great to see a comic who did it well and knew the full circle of the business, and you know, he kind of like knows the inside and the outside. So it was just great fun to sit and talk with him and the whole crew. They were all great guys and gals, and just a lot of fun. And so we want to keep supporting people in coming out and hanging out and just having some fun, because it is a lot of fun. So next Monday, 8 o'clock, we'll be doing the next open mic. So please come check it out. It'll be a good time. And what else? I guess in closing here, you can go to the blog page, and we've got there's been a slew of food blogs, the Date Cashew Cereal, Orange Goodness, Paleo, Three Nut Bars, and there's also some extended show notes to podcast number 25 that I did with Ryan Van Sciver. And that was the night that we went and did an open mic in downtown Ocean Springs. I played some guitar and he did some comedy. And we have an interesting, long, interesting conversation about the bubonic plague in medieval Europe, because I have been recently very entranced. Is that okay if I use that word right now? By the plague, and doing a lot of research, reading up on some books from the library, watching documentaries, and all this kind of stuff. It's just, it sends you for a spin when you think about, really, if you can really imagine yourself in the circumstances of what went on during those times, if you can really get into that headspace after you have the knowledge of what was going down around there. And it gets really hairy, because there's all this weird religious hysteria that gets plugged in from the Roman Catholics, and the Jews get persecuted from it, and there's a genocide on top of, you know, all the stuff that's just going on from the terrible plague itself. So I'd really like to encourage you. That starts when we're in the podcast. It's like around minute mark 20 or something, I want to say. So if you would just want to check out an in-depth conversation about the plague, just to, you know, get your knowledge on, it was a pretty fun talk we did. And then also on the blog page, there's a little article about a previous open mic we did at Mizo's, where we did the first outdoors event of the season for Mizo's, and it was out on their stage, and it was a lot of fun for that night too. So that's it. I'm gonna go ahead and just wrap this up now. And once again, stay up to date with everything that we're doing for the Crest Live interview, the Mississippi Shakedown interview, the festival, all that good stuff. Just keep up with us on Facebook and Twitter and all that, and we're going to be posting it. And like I said, Crest Live, Mississippi Shakedown, that's going down next week, most likely. So just stay on top of it. We will post as soon as we know, and get all the info out to you. In the meantime, you can go to coastalnoise.com. You can go to the podcast page. And, ooh, Daniel Cavanaugh just texted me. He is on his way here to take us to trivia. And I am not prepared at all. So I must go now. I must go. Coastalnoise.com. Check it out. Good night.